Welcome to the Monday Rocket Podcast. We will follow up on Crittenden County's loss to Union County, 42-12. That is a non-district game that was played Friday night at Rocket Stadium. This podcast is brought to you by Brandy Rogers, candidate for family court judge in Crittenden, Union, and Webster counties. Coach Starnes, Union County was a pretty tough ball team.
Yeah, and we knew that going into the game. We had said that in order for us to be able to win this ball game, we'd have to play pretty well a perfect ball game. And we challenged the players to do their job, take care of the responsibilities. And, you know, I felt like that we played hard, but, you know, we just, you know, you can't have as many missed assignments as we had and expect to win ball games, both offensively and defensively. So, but good teams make you look bad. And I think that they were a better football team, but I think that we made them look better than what they actually were. You know, and I felt like that as disappointing as the first half was, I felt like the second half we came out and we played a little bit better. In the third quarter especially, and we still had some missed assignments. But, again, it's just, you know, it's putting players, trying to put players in positions that they haven't played before in order for us to try to have success. And that's not working for us. So we're going to go back to the basics and do the things that we know that we can do and try to put the kids in the best positions they can.
Of course, Union County is the state's leading rushing team, all classifications. And they rushed for almost 500 yards in this game, and they were a very formidable opponent and had three guys over 100 yards, and we may see them again.
Yeah, and we might, and we'll have to do a better job. Again, you know, we had 26 missed tackles, and that'll give you extra yardage. And, you know, we had kids that weren't playing their assignments and their responsibility on the option, and that's the reason why the quarterback was running free or not containing the quarterback on a bootleg, and so when you do that, then they're gonna gain extra yardage. And you know, again, we felt like that they were probably a better football team than we were, and we'd have to play a great football game to win it, and we didn't do it. And but we didn't do it because of lack of effort.
Of course, in the second half too, they had four unsportsmanlike or personal foul calls, which what do you say about that?
Well, I mean, what can you say? It speaks for itself, you know. I mean, that we were worried that our kids would retaliate, and we have to say we're proud of our kids for not doing that, because usually the second one gets caught, and our kids handled it well. It's just, you know, you have to be able to control your emotions while you're out there, and if you're winning and losing, it's just it's an aggressive game. It's a sport that, you know, tempers do flare, but you have to be able to control. And that's part of our jobs as coaches, to make sure that our players are doing that.
I thought we looked very well disciplined during all that when it kind of broke down there in the end, way it transpired.
Yeah, attitude-wise, I think we're very well disciplined. Football-wise, we need to get a little more disciplined.
Coach Wheeler, thoughts on this very, as I said, formidable offense piled up for 581 yards in this game, and that's not unusual for them. They've only lost to two teams over the last 2 years. They've lost three times to Caldwell County and once to Owensboro Catholic. Otherwise, they've beaten everybody they play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach Starnes kind of stole a little bit of my thunder on some of the stuff I was going to say, but just to reiterate, I mean, they are a good football team when it comes down to it, and, you know, the 26 missed tackles, I mean, that's not something that we teach. But the great thing about it, you know, kind of reflecting over the weekend, is a lot of it comes down to stuff that we're going to be able to fix. So, you know, it's, if you focus on the first half and stats are, I mean, they're stats people, and I'm not a stats guy, but I wanted to, you know, after looking at the film, chose to look at our defense, especially in the second half. And, you know, I just started thinking about it. If you're playing baseball and you got a pitcher that's doing a really good job and he ends up giving up 26 errors, the first few doesn't matter until you get the bases loaded. And then when you make a error, then people score. And that's what we did. You know, we had a bunch of missed assignments, probably more than 20. And when you miss assignments on a great football team like that, they're going to score. But I look at what team that we could be. And in the third quarter, I thought we really played well, or a whole lot better than we did in the first half. And when it comes down to it, you know, if you had to pick what team you want, I'm more proud than I thought I'd ever be about our kids, because, you know, let's be frank about it. I mean, ours play like young men, and I don't think they did. So I'm real proud of our guys.
Of course, and we finally got on the board late in the game there and scored on our last two possessions and made the score a little more respectable.
You know, it becomes a moral victory at that time, Chris. And I know that that they were probably talking about shutout at that time and getting upset because we scored and stuff because of a situation with Sean and getting him back over here. So they wanted to prove a point to us. So, you know, that's why we challenged them at halftime. And you know, we wanted to we had two options at halftime. We could either drag our head and go in a tank and they can have a running clock on us and get out of there at that point, or we can bow our necks and dig down deep and get tough and try to play and compete in the second half, and I felt like that we did that.
Mason Myers had to carry a good bit of the load because Lane Wallace had injured himself. I thought he was on the first series. You told me later he actually did it in warm-ups.
And then before the game, we were getting Union County's trainer over there to look at him because he came up to me in warm-ups and said he couldn't move his arm. So we were monitoring at that point and knew that he's tough and trying to make himself go, and it just couldn't go. So hopefully he's going to be okay. He said it felt better Saturday, but he hadn't had it checked yet, so we have to see how it is today.
He still rushed for 74 yards on 16 carries and had five tackles. And
you know, watching him, he you know, I felt like that he improved a great deal from the week before that. We challenged our linebackers because we weren't pressing the line of scrimmage, and you know, we did some drills and we were reading the triangle with the guards involved, and you know, I felt like that he was doing that, and hated for him because he was in to have a good night. He was expected at that point he was going to have a good night before he had to come out.
And as I mentioned, Mason Myers, he's the Pizza Hut player of the game, 17 carries for 78 yards, the offensive player of the game. You'll talk a little bit about Mason.
Yeah, Mason's he's a hard-nosed runner. He's a sophomore, and you know, we expect some big things of him, get a little bit bigger, stronger, faster in the weight room, and you know, he's very capable of running football. He's got a little attitude to him, and you know, we just have to make sure that we do what's right in improving and doing what we're supposed to do. And he does a good job at linebacker as well. So, you know, we're proud of Mason and the job that he did and being able to step in when Lane's not in there and he got hurt.
You know, he played on my T-ball team several years ago.
It's been a long time ago.
And I nicknamed him Nails right off the bat because he was gritty and tough even back then as a 4 or 5 year old. Also, he scored the last two touchdowns of the game. I want to mention that. Defensively, Noah Dickerson had a big game and was the defensive player of the game.
You know, and which is great, and I have to say he played a good game. Make no mistake about it. But I really think that the thing that sticks out to me is the effort that he had on the touchdown saving tackle when he didn't quit. And there have been times this season before that he didn't try because he didn't think that he could catch him, and he didn't give up this time, and not only did he catch him, and he knocked the ball loose and we got the ball and it took
in the end zone.
In the end zone. So yeah. You know, and that's what we have to have all the time. We have to have effort like that, and for our players to understand that it you know, it's a team sport. We teach a team concept, but there has to be extra individual effort in your position in order for it to be a team sport.
Yeah, just like Coach said, in week one against Fulton City, when they threw the long touchdown pass, Noah was running, trying to track the guy down, and you could see he lit up at the 20-yard line. And like we talked about last week with Huddle, we brought that play up, and you know, I just asked Noah, you know, why did he pull up? And he said, well, I just couldn't catch him. You know, I said, no, I know you can't catch him. Coach Starnes knows you can't catch him, but you're still going to try because that's what we expect from you. And then you look at how coachable he is week two. Then Dave and Wilson has a long run, and Noah runs all the way through the end zone to try to catch him. He knew he wasn't going to catch him. Most people knew that he wouldn't, but he tried. And then you look at game three, he ends up catching the guy right at the one, and not only catches him, but you know, hits the ball out. So a lot of the drills that we teach in practice, he used. And then, you know, what caused a fumble? Did it change the game at that point? No, but what I liked about the defense especially is, if you didn't look up at the scoreboard, you wouldn't know that we were down at that point. You know, we were down 3 or 4 scores at that point, but they never act like it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about these young men.
Yeah, the fortitude he showed on that was definitely worth the highlight reel. Travis McKinney, I believe he's been the lineman of the week every week so far, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, and I'll watch out there, and Travis McKinney's motor never quits. And, you know, I've got to say that I watch him on backside and play goes away from him, and he chases it down to the best of his ability. So, you know, I mean, he does a good job, and we just have to challenge the rest of our linemen to play at the same level as he tries to play, and with the same mentality and the same attitude. But, you know, I can say that, you know, it's not because our effort, it's not because that the kids didn't try, and we still have to understand that in certain positions that we are still young, we're inexperienced. We have players that, and I felt like that we got beat up front, and I have to say that. But in saying that, I felt like that that we tried hard, we knew what we were supposed to do, and we have to continue to improve. And you know that you know, I thought Union County's linemen did a good job against ours, and I think they controlled the line of scrimmage. They penetrated and they knocked us back instead of the other way around. Now we're going to have to find a way to get that resolved, and if not, then you know, we're in for a long season. But I can challenge these guys, and I am now, and I can tell you that they're going to try hard. They're good kids, and they don't want to get beat. I know that. But we just have to dig a little deeper and see if we can have a little more pride in what we do.
Okay, it's homecoming week. We'll have Webster County here. Coronation of the Queen will begin at 6:30 on Friday night at Rocket Stadium, followed by the annual homecoming game at 7. Webster County and the improved Webster County team, we'll talk in length about them on Thursday with the podcast. Coach Starnes, Coach Wheeler, good luck. I've got 4 days to get ready for the Trojans.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
This podcast is brought to you by Brandy Rogers, family court judge candidate in Webster, Union, and Crittenden counties.